You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. I'm looking at this here. Okay. You know, we remember that book that came out, Eat by Your Blood Type? And some of you read it and you were like, venison? What? Where do I get this stuff? But it was interesting. And the concept behind that book was fascinating to me because I can't stand it when we as doctors or pharmaceutical companies, et cetera, look at everybody as the same and you could give a pill to everybody or you could have a diet. And that same diet has to be good for everybody. And I love it when science or health or medicine looks at all of us as individuals. Duh, right? That would be nice, wouldn't it? So this article came out today in Fox, and it says what your hair color says about your health. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? Bear with me on this one. They say if you're a blonde, women have higher risk than men of developing age-related macular degeneration, which is an eye condition that causes blindness, one of the most common. Dr. Svetlana Kogan, founder of Doctors at Trump Palace in New York City, said fair-haired females are much more prone to macular degeneration, the age-related, than men or brunettes. So if you're blonde, what you may need to do is eat a diet rich in lutein, zeaxanthin. Yeah, zeaxanthin. Am I saying that right? No, I don't have lisp. It's in kale, spinach, and snow peas. All right. And so blondes, if they eat snow peas, spinach, and kale, they say they may have more of an easier time reflecting that age-related macular degeneration. They say make sure you're getting one cup of green veggies a day. Now, this is just an example of what, now, no, I'm not a real blonde, so I don't have to worry. Yeah, I'm brunette, and you know, I start to turn gray, and we blonde the grays. That's why my hair color is blonde. It's because of the gray. All right. There's really no big surprise there. Anybody who's seen me has seen the gray and has seen the bleach jobs I need to get done. But I just love, the reason why I really dig this is because we have genotypes and we have phenotypes. You guys remember that from, I know, you're like, oh no, not another biology lesson. Just real quickly, genotype is basically your genes, you know, what you receive from your parents and your genetic makeup, but the phenotype is what is expressed by those genes. Some of us will be blonde, some of us will be blue-eyed, some of us will be brown-eyed. You see what I mean? Those are phenotypes. And it makes sense that people with certain phenotypes will have some sort of a genetic correlation to other things. It just makes sense. They say also don't forget that you need to use, they're of course recommending sunscreen. They say melanin gives skin its color, helps shield you obviously from UV rays, but blondes produce less melanin, which is why their skin and hair, etc. I personally see a lot of tan blondes, but to be honest, most blondes are going to be lighter skin than your brunettes. They will be. My sister had dark hair. I had a very light brown hair. And I was blonde as a kid, but then it grew darker. And my sister had much more coloring olive complexion than I did. That was her phenotype. So if you were born blonde and you're a real blonde, you're going to have to protect yourself from your sun a little bit more. Now, they say if you're a brunette, okay, they say 30 million American women with visible hair loss are brunettes. So brunettes are going to be more prone to hair loss. Sorry. They say low iron could contribute to hair loss, so make sure you have a nice iron-fortified diet. I would say not too much. I don't want people overdoing it on iron, but you might as well get your iron checked. Also, I would rather you eat foods rich in iron than popping the pills. So you could get iron from fortified oatmeal, cheese, berries, yogurt, etc. They say you have more melanin, but melanin, they say, according to this, I'm trying to see which doctor gets credit. This may be the same doctor, Dr. Sveltana Kogan. They say melanin prevents your liver from quickly metabolizing nicotine. So a brunette may be more inclined to be addicted to nicotine. Now, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if my brunettes are more addicted to smoking. But see, here's the problem. There's more brunettes than blondes that I see in my patient population always. So, I would say more of my brunette patients are addicted to nicotine. They also say vitamin C helps keep your liver in good shape. They want you getting at least 75 milligrams of vitamin C from red peppers. Remember we talked about peppers? How healthy peppers are, red peppers, green peppers, bell peppers, very important, good food. They say, according to Florida State University, men prefer brunettes as serious mates over blondes. Did you guys know that? I never saw them. When I dyed my hair blonde in college, that's when the guys started coming. But here's a caveat to that. Stable relationships. They say, according to this one Florida University state research project, they found that for stable relationships, men would go to a brunette than a blonde. Now, they say if you're a redhead, all right, obviously with redhead, you need to be a little bit more careful with melanoma. We talked about that. They also say redheads are 90%, I guess, more likely of developing Parkinson's, according to a Harvard study. Parkinson's is a degenerative neurological disorder that deals with the loss of dopamine. They say folic acid may help prevent the progression of that disease, at least 400 micrograms a day of that. Most multivitamins don't have enough folic acid. They usually have about 1 milligram. They also say that redheads should stock up on condoms. They say redheads may be more likely to get, pregnant because they may have more of a fire passionate libido. I don't know. I'm not redhead. I couldn't say that. All right. They also say, let me see here. This is pretty interesting, that redheads are more resistant to general and local anesthetics. We talked about that. Remember that study that came out months ago? They say redheads may actually need more numbing medicine than brunettes or blondes. So when you go to your dentist or your surgeon, just let them know you are a real redhead. And you may need a little bit more pain medicine. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. XM Satellite Talk Superstation and all the multiple affiliates tuning in right now to the show. Thank you so much. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. So this meningitis outbreak is still a nightmare that continues to fester. They say at least two states are reporting waves of new infections from the steroid injection cluster that occurred earlier this fall. And these new infections are actual abscesses, walled off infection, pussy infection in the spines of patients who received the steroids produced by the Massachusetts pharmacy that were recalled in the fall. Now, remember, the pharmacy had been closed down, shut down because of fungus that had possibly slipped in. Well, we know it slipped in to these compounded steroid medications that were given to doctors all over the country, especially in the Southwest United States, that ended up causing a fungal type of meningitis. These injections that the doctors would perform would go into the epidural space. It would obviously then connect with the meninges or the meningeal fluid. The cerebrospinal fluid would go up the meninges, affect the brain, and cause people to have neurological disorders and die. On Thursday, however, Tennessee health officials said they had seen 23 new cases in the past 2 weeks of people who received tainted shots. But these, I believe, are new cases of abscesses that occurred in the back. And, you know, it makes sense. If there was fungus in these tainted vials and fungus got in, why wouldn't bacteria have gotten in as well? Makes sense. It does. I mean, when there's microbes, if you have an unclean area and you're mixing compounding medication, and it's supposed to be done in a clean, sterile area, and a fungal spore, which is huge compared to bacteria, get into the vial, why wouldn't bacteria have also gotten in as well? Maybe there was bacteria hitching a ride on that. All right. Michigan hospitals, let me see here. Michigan officials and said hospitals are conducting MRIs on patients who took the shots, and they've identified 37 additional cases with people with epidural abscesses. They say, unlike fungal meningitis, they say these abscesses shouldn't be a direct threat to the central nervous system if they are not touching the meninges, which is the lining where the cerebral spinal fluid floats around. However, it's very easy for infection to seed. And so these infections are still a concern. And it's kind of weird because some of these infections occurred in people 5 months after the patients got their injections. I mean, if you're going to get an abscess from a contaminated needle, you're pretty much going to start seeing infection a few days. Why 5 months later? Unless there was bacteria, body was able to fight it off after fighting meningitis for 5 months or fighting, I don't know. I mean, you know, keep in mind, when you do get a steroid, it does depress the immune system. You know, people that get epidural steroid injections, they'll ask me, they'll go, well, what do I do with my diabetes medication? You know, and I tell them, I go, you know, talk to your doctor because you may have to go up a little bit on the insulin. You may have to cut back on some of the carbs because steroid shots will up your sugar levels. You know, that's another thing. One of you had asked me in an email, I don't have the email in front of me, saying you have a cold and the doctor will not let you do blood work because you're taking an antibiotic. Why are antibiotics not allowed when you get a blood test? And I need to write you back. But that's a great question. It's not the antibiotic that's preventing you from getting the blood test. It's probably the fact that you have a cold or an infection that the antibiotic is treating. You know, if you get your blood work done and you're fighting an infection and you're sick, okay, first, what is the doctor running blood work on? Okay, if they're running a routine blood test on you, and a routine blood test includes a blood count, like your white blood cell count or red blood cell count, diabetes, your salts, etc. If you just had the stomach flu and you were vomiting and diarrhea, you think your salts are going to actually give him an accurate account? Now, if he's running the blood work because you're sick, because he needs to know if you've lost salts, or he needs to see if your white count's up, yeah, you'll get the blood work done. But if you were overdue for routine blood work, you go to your doctor because you're sick, you get an antibiotic because hopefully you have a condition that warrants the antibiotic and you aren't getting it for a virus. But let's say doctor gives you an antibiotic and says, what? You didn't do your blood work? That's what I do with my patients. Sounds familiar, huh? What? You didn't do your blood work I gave you last year? What? What's going on? And you go, okay, no worries, doctor. I'll do my blood work today. I'm here now. Take it. And the doctor says, oh, no. No, I can't do your blood work today. Why? Because I'm on an antibiotic? No. It's because, you know, why would I do a routine blood test to see how your white count looks if your white count's just going to rise because you're sick? White blood cell counts will rise when you have an infection because white blood cells help fight infection, whereas red blood cells are responsible for carrying oxygen to your body because they're red. They have heme. Your blood sugar will be up when you're sick, so I don't really want to check you for diabetes when you're sick unless I think you're over and above where you should be and I need to figure out about changing your regimen. Sometimes I will. Then I will do a blood test on you. But triglycerides can be up also. If your sugars are up, your triglycerides go up. And triglycerides are part of your lipid panel. You got cholesterol and you got triglycerides. Triglycerides are your fats. So those could be up if you're sick. And let's say you have a rip-roaring viral infection. If you do, your liver enzymes could be off. So it's not the antibiotic. It's that we want to make sure you are, when we're looking at your health, we want to look at you at your typical day. Doesn't make sense to look at you when you're sick. Your numbers will be off, and then we got to recheck you when you're better. Okay? Make sense? But if the doctor wants to do blood work when you're sick, it's because he's looking for something when you're sick. Make sense? Okay. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. They say Massachusetts regulators have taken action against three more compounding pharmacies following unannounced inspections after the deadly nationwide fungal outbreak that occurred from the New England Compounding Center in the fall. Oncomed Pharmaceutical Services suspended operations at its Waltham facility after an inspection found problems with storage of chemotherapy drugs. The company said the safety of its medications was never compromised and is working to address the issue. Then another company, Woburn-based Palamed Solutions, was told to halt production of its generic Viagra, sildenafil citrate, after inspectors found that it had been prepared with improper components. Whoa. Company owner Jim Nahill said there were no patient complaints or safety issues either. The Whittier pharmacist in Haverhill was ordered to cease sterile compounding after unspecified violations were found. Message was left for the company, but the media cannot get any information back. Okay, I mean, it's about time that these inspections happen. I mean, I'm surprised that it had to take people dying, right, and 500 people sickened by contaminated steroid injections for people to move forward. And, you know, take a look at what's happening at these compounding pharmacies. But then again, I mean, I do understand most people will not survive an audit. And I can understand how there could be some real bad press coming from your having to suspend operations because you need to fix a couple OSHA requirements. I get that. You know, I've told you guys what I like to do is I like to have OSHA come out. I call them up and ask them to come out on my own. And I go, look, just look at what we're doing and see if we're doing everything on the up and up and everything's right for your standards and that patient safety is, completely preserved by what we're doing. And they come out, they take a look. You know, sometimes they go, oh, you know what, I'd like more, I'd like a hand dryer. We're moving more towards hand dryers. My patients hate hand dryers. I have hand dryers in the bathroom so we don't have paper towel. Because paper towel could you know, predispose you to, I guess, more germs than a hand dryer, an automatic hand dryer. But my patients hate the automatic hand dryer. They can't stand it. All right, but it was a suggestion we got by OSHA. We did it, you know. So I think that's important. I mean, if I was a compounding pharmacy, I would probably right now be just double-checking and making sure I have my poop together. Okay? This is not the time to do half-assed work. Okay, I mean, you shouldn't be. There should be protocols. I mean, the hardest part when you run a business like that is to make sure your staff is doing what they're supposed to. You know, I mean, I know my husband sometimes tells me I micromanage my office. You know, I mean, you don't have to sit next to the nurses. You don't have to, and I just do. And I notice there's a lot of doctors, they don't have their office. I don't even have an office. I mean, my husband does. I'm supposed to share it with him. But I never, why would I be away from the staff and not knowing what's going on and not being able to help pick up the phone if I had to? So my desk, although it's a mess, is basically next to, is in the nurse's station. And this way I can see it's QA and I can make sure, you know, things are being done right. If you own a business, you need to do that. And if patient safety is concerned, please. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this is an interesting email. Elena writes, Doctor, sex hurts, but it only hurts with my husband. He is large. Could he be too large? My doctor won't do anything to help me. Okay, see, I would love, this is a perfect example of a call that has got to be live where we can talk to you, because I got a lot of questions. By large, I'm thinking you're saying he has a large penis size. Yes, and when you say only with your husband, I'm hoping you mean in the past, boyfriends, as opposed to you aren't currently having sex with your husband and other non-husbands. You see what I mean? Okay. So, I mean, average penis length, we've talked about that. Remember there was a study showing that, I mean, basically flaccid, where it's not erect, it could be 3-4 inches, erect, 5-6 inches. It depends. And it also depends on where you live. You know, we looked at the study where they looked at people in Africa versus people in North Korea. There was a variety. And I think Americans fell below Britons, British, and the British liked that one. Here's my thing. Okay, many times it doesn't necessarily have to do with the man's size as much as it has to do where your uterus is, where your ovaries are. Because, for example, okay, let's say you had sex, everything was fine with prior boyfriends, you get married, you have sex with your husband, you get pregnant, you have a baby, your uterus prolapses a little bit after the baby. Now all of a sudden sex hurts. Well, if your uterus is prolapsed, now that's decreased the, you know, vaginal length, basically, and he could be hitting the cervix, which sometimes isn't that comfortable. Or you could be growing a fibroid. You could be growing a part of your uterus that is starting to cause your uterus to be misshapen, so he could be hitting part of your uterus, and again, that could hurt. The cervix shouldn't hurt, but hitting the uterus can. Ovaries. Your ovaries shouldn't hurt, but if you have a cyst or a mass or you have fluid in the area, that could cause pain too. So whenever somebody says that they have pain with intercourse, even though we would love to blame the husband, and if we could blame the mother-in-law, why not? We have to look at your anatomy. So what we do to work up pelvic pain is we first and foremost do a urine test to see if you have an infection. If you have a bladder infection and your bladder is inflamed and the bladder is anterior to the vagina and to the uterus, sex is going to be painful. While we're checking the urine, we throw a quick pregnancy test. Might as well make sure you're not pregnant, because when you're pregnant, things are a little bit more juicy down there. Not to mention you got a fetus that's probably telling you ow, and it could hurt. Okay? Now, that when somebody has pelvic pain, after you make sure they're not pregnant, you could also do a blood test as well. Make sure we aren't looking at an infection. Make sure also we're not looking at PID. Pelvic inflammatory disease is an infection where the pelvis gets inflamed because the gonorrhea or the chlamydia has spread. And when we do an exam on a person with pelvic inflammatory disease, it's called the chandelier sign. They scream and basically jump if anything touches that cervix because they are so inflamed. So sometimes you could be in pain because you have an infection, which is why a pelvic exam is in order. I also recommend a pelvic ultrasound. This way we can look at the ovaries, we can look at the uterus, etc. Now, that is pelvic pain if it's on impact. Okay, many times I have to ask my patients or my listeners, is it hurting just at each impact? Okay, I don't have to go into too much more detail, do I? There's kids in many of your cars. Or is it painful just on entry? When it's painful on entry, okay, that could be a whole other issue. That could be vaginismus, that could be, you know, muscle issues, it could be dryness issues, atrophy, menopausal issues, and that's a whole other thing. And if the entry point hurts, you're going to like nothing down the path. So that's another issue. Okay? You know, another reason why people have pelvic pain, and this is a more difficult thing to admit, but I ask my patients to think about it and be honest with themselves. They don't have to be honest with me, but be honest with themselves, is if you're not in the mood, if you do not want to be involved in that intercourse, it is not going to be enjoyable. Now, some doctors say, well, it's a lubrication issue, so make sure they have plenty of lubricant. Yes, lubrication issues are of course, a factor, and KY is probably one of the best, most widely used lubricants that people use. But there's a little bit more to that. If psychologically you're really not into having that intercourse, it can hurt. So if you're having marriage problems or you're having sexual dysfunction issues, you love your husband but you just don't want to sleep with him, that needs to be identified. Now, let's say you've had surgery before, your appendix taken out, etc. The scar tissue could affect the ovaries. It could affect the uterus. You could have scar tissue adhesions. That could also cause pain. That won't be found on a pelvic ultrasound. That would probably need to be found using a CAT scan. Although, you know, with me, I've had surgery on my ovary. They think I might have had a previous appendicitis attack that I healed from. So they say I have cobwebs all over the place down there, and it's not because of my age. I had cobwebs all over the place in my 20s. But they could tell I have adhesions or something's wrong, because whenever they try to look for my ovary is tucked in so tight to my uterus rather than being out there in the open, which is kind of unfortunate for me because if I'm trying to look for a recurrence of a tumor, I'm in trouble. But, you know, my husband promised me whenever I want a hysterectomy, I could get it, and I can't wait. I don't make good radio anyway. All right, where was I going with that? Okay, butt adhesions. Finally, bowel issues. If you have colitis, if you're constipated, if you are constipated, sex is going to hurt. Period. And it doesn't mean your marriage is in trouble. It doesn't mean you have pelvic inflammatory disease or a VD or STD. It doesn't mean you have cervical cancer or uterine cancer. You could just be constipated. Irritable bowel syndrome makes sex uncomfortable. So my suggestion would be to get all that looked at. Now, finally, could your partner be too big? Okay, many of us have had partners. I mean, we shouldn't have. We should have waited till we got married, but that's okay. I mean, I'm not here to judge. Just some of us have had partners who were a little bit on the big side. Some of us had partners who were a little bit on the little side. Okay, you need a partner who's just right. This is just like the whole Goldilocks, right? It's the whole Goldilocks story. You need a partner that's just right. Some of you ladies think bigger is better. No. I can't tell you how many of my patients have issues with their current lover because he's too big, which is why, guys, if you're listening, and I'd be surprised if you are still listening, but thank you for doing so because you're going to learn, obviously. For those of you who don't think you are ideal in length, you got another thing coming. You may actually be perfect. There are many women that come in and tell me, look, I can't do the positions they do in the movies or my boyfriend thinks something's wrong with me. Well, no, I don't think a lot of those positions they do in movies, Cirque du Soleil, when did they come up with Cirque du Soleil moves, honestly? Really, people? Cirque du Soleil moves? I don't even see how that's anatomically possible, but I guess that's one of the new in things that people are trying. Listen, there are sometimes certain positions you will just never be able to do because your uterus could be retroverted or it could be antiverted depending on the way it's positioned. It could be a little prolapsed, etc. So it's not uncommon for you not to be able to sustain certain positions, which is why, guys, don't try to be the biggest. Biggest is not the best. You need to be just right for your partner. Now, I know some of you ladies are like, talk for yourself, Dr. Dahlia. Some of you may enjoy big. That's fine. But I am telling you, as a doctor who has done gynecology for years, there are many women that don't like it because it's uncomfortable. And so there really shouldn't be this pressure on the average male to have a large penis. Okay? It not always makes the best sexual relationship. Get it? Okay? Can I move on to another subject, please, for the love of the Lord? Thank you. We're going on break. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy for sponsoring this part of the show. Again, you could never be too prepared, and the Freeze Dry Guy food tastes phenomenal. Go to my website. It'll link you to the Freeze Dry Guy website. They got some great specials coming up in December. Again, can't be too prepared. This stuff is great to have. Have it in your car, have it in your camper, have them in your house. They last a very long time. And like I said, they're delicious. All right, and don't forget, we got the Dr. Dahlia Cruise coming up. Yee-haw! Gonna wait, Dr. Dahlia Cruise. Remember, you guys are still going holiday shopping. You need stocking stuffers. You need ideas for presents. If you have to take a, you know, vacation this summer anyway, and you were planning a vacation, you might as well kill two presents in one stone, making a Christmas present out of the plan for a holiday vacation in the summer. You might as well. It should be good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. ALI. So many of you have been taking aspirin, a little baby aspirin, 81 milligrams a day, to help reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Well, a study came out saying the enteric-coated form that's supposed to protect your stomach from irritation or easy bleeding, ulcers, etc., may not be as effective, and the enteric coating may reduce the effectiveness of the aspirin. Research have come out earlier this week on this. Now, real quickly to review, why are you taking the aspirin to begin with for heart disease and stroke? Well, remember, when people have a heart attack, it's not always that you're 60% clogged with a plaque and then you go 70% and then 80%, then 90, then 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. It doesn't happen that way usually. How people drop dead of a heart attack, unfortunately, like in my father's case, is a piece of the plaque that is on the intimal lining of the coronary arteries breaks off, either from a blood pressure spike or a sleep apneic episode or stress, we don't know why, or it just dangles off and breaks off. You get a little bit of tearing of the intimal lining of the inner blood vessel, not to mention now you have something foreign within the lumen of the blood vessel. Your body immediately reacts to stop this and to clog it up or form a clot. Aspirin is anti-clot. So because it's anti-clot forming, hopefully you won't build a big enough clot that will cause a complete obstruction of the lumen of the coronary artery. Therefore, some blood could hopefully squeeze by, squeeze through. You get a little thinning of the blood, obviously. And you could hopefully live long enough to get that heart attack addressed. And that's why we take aspirin. It's crucial. However, a study came out last year saying maybe we should really pick and choose who's taking this baby aspirin or a full aspirin, 325 milligrams, because many of you are getting GI bleeds. Now, aspirin in the anti-inflammatory family will irritate stomach lining. And as you get irritation of stomach lining, acid seems to touch the area that's abraded. And then it abrades more and scratches in there more until you finally start to ulcerate. And when you have an ulcer, you start to bleed. So we will see people with GI bleeds because of ulcerations in their stomach lining or their duodenum, part of the small intestine. So they came out with enteric-coated aspirin, which basically has a remember Buferin? It's kind of like Buferin, right? So it has a coating on it. But now researchers from the University of Pennsylvania said that coating may be interfering with its property. Now, the funny thing is whenever I used to do ER, emergency room medicine, when somebody would come in with a heart attack, we wouldn't have them swallow an enteric-coated aspirin. We would have them take a baby aspirin that wasn't coated and have them chew it up. We need to get that sucker in there and quickly. And we do. When you come in for a heart attack, we give you an aspirin. Yes, we'll give you other medicines, but baby aspirin, we will give you, I give 325 milligrams. We give aspirin and we make you chew that sucker up. Because we want it to work quickly. So we doctors have always known that enteric coating could cause a delay in the absorption. We just, I don't think, really had an idea of, you know, if it renders it impotent. Now, researchers said that clinical studies have reported that low-dose aspirin does reduce heart attack, stroke, etc., or a secondary incidence of it, but they think that there's some sort of drug resistance to aspirin because they found that sometimes they've noticed that the aspirin didn't work. So was it, you know, are we getting resistant? Are we getting more tolerant? So the study group was composed of 400 healthy people who were screened for their response to a single dose of 325 milligram immediate release or enteric-coated aspirin. Now, the activity of the aspirin was determined by measuring the aspirin's target, which was cyclooxygenase 1. Subjects were found to be resistant on one occasion. They underwent repeat testing, and if still resistant, were given a low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams, or Plavix for 1 week each. Anyway, after going through all that, basically, the authors concluded that the aspirin resistance was rare because the study didn't see any cases of aspirin resistance, but they found a pseudo-resistance because of delayed drug absorption that they thought was the enteric coating. So basically, they think that enteric coating, the covering of these enteric coated aspirin, could reduce its efficacy of 40%. So then, what do we do? Do we up the dose to overcompensate for the coating? Do we not give the coating? So they think the coating decreases the efficacy by 40%. That's kind of huge. Because remember why you guys are taking it. You are hoping to high heaven that that dose is going to be enough to decrease the clot. And unfortunately, I mean, if you're working with something 40% less, not too good. More news for those who join us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us doctors have been concerned about the UV lamps in salons. You get your nails done, and then you got to sit under a UV lamp, and you got to sit and let it bake for a good few minutes. Now, I had a patient come in with like almost a sunburn tan from using that. And I was kind of surprised because usually the UV lights don't do that. Well, the researchers were studying a possible risk of carcinoma. Keratinocyte carcinoma with the use of UV nail lamp models. Basically, they did the study looking at 10 minutes of use per nail tap session, but they found that it would take 250 years of weekly sessions to actually cause cancer. So based on this, they said those UV nail lamps, nah. UV nail lamps should not play a role. Now, you know, one day we actually talked about risks at the nail salon. I love my nail salon. I go to CQ Nails. I love them. They're great. You know, when you think about it, there could be risks, okay? Smelling the nail polish, the spray, the enamel coating spray, the UV light. If one of them nicks you and it was with an instrument that wasn't sterilized, could you get hepatitis? And we discussed all this, and hepatitis could live on an inanimate object for months. The hepatitis virus. And so you want to go to a place that's definitely autoclaving all their tools. If they don't, you bring your own tools. I bring my manicure, pedicure equipment all the time, and they're fine with that. I also wear a mask. When I go to the nail salon, I wear a mask because I don't want to breathe in the nail shavings. It's only going to protect you so much. But it's still a barrier between your respiratory tree. Luckily, also, my nail salon keeps the door open, so you get a lot of aeration. But make those recommendations to where you go, if not, find a new place. And when it comes to the UV light baking, I let it sit and bake, but I don't keep my nails under there 10 minutes by no means. I put them under there for a couple minutes, and I take them out. And then I just kind of sit there and twiddle my thumbs till they dry. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you again. Make sure you have a great rest of the weekend, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.